found at www.kankouran.org. That's KANKOURAN.ORG. Or by calling 202-518-1213. WPFW, where we are changing the world one broadcast and one community event at a time.
I'm Elliot Gross, the host of the Don't Forget the Blues Hour. You are tuned to member-supported WPFW in Washington.
Me way too fine to be a bitch like me needs urgency, clarity, security. I hopped in my car and I drove around, ended up in Beverly Hills, you know the deal. Ran into this buckle at the Dior store that I knew before when I was on tour. Miami, that's a crazy place. So damn hot, I'm about to sweat off my face. Back to the story how I met this man. Come to find out he's my biggest fan. Now that's T-Boo. Now that's T-Boo. Now that's T-Boo. Now that's T. Now that's T, boo. Now that's T, boo. Now that's T, boo. Now that's T. So I was sipping with my pinky finger way up high. See somebody staring at the left of my eye. He's some kind of kin to my baby dad, but not at the time. This is 09. He be too involved like I'm the problem. When you know the truth is I can solve him. He thought he had a shot, that's why he mad. He's never going to get it in, that's the gag. Miami. That's a crazy place. So damn hot, I'm about to sweat off my face. Back to the story how I met this man. Come to find out he's my biggest fan. Now that's T-Boo. Now that's T-Boo. Now that's T-Boo. Now that's T. Now that's T-Boo. Now that's T-Boo. Now that's T-Boo. Now that's T.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Inside Out. Happy Monday. And hello to my wonderful co-host, Bianca. How are we?
Hey, I am doing good. Happy Monday, everyone. How are you, Mimi?
Doing wonderful. You know, the best we can with what we got, darling. Best we can with what we got. It's like you want to say wonderful, you want to say good, you want to say great. And then you go like, oh, well, wait, there's just so much, you know?
All of them and more, and there is so much.
There's so much. It's so much. So we, but we have a wonderful show coming straight to the listeners. For those of you who don't know who we are, my name is Mimi and my co-host Bianca, and we are two of the many hosts out there that celebrate the Inside Out LGBTQ plus radio show. And Inside Out illuminates and celebrates the rich diversity that is the rainbow community. Our groundbreaking show has aired since 2008 in one of DC's only kind of this show. So we're bringing it straight to you. Please, 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 as we are in a pledge drive this month, because some things have happened, darling. Some things, we'll have to talk about it in just a little bit about all of that has occurred. So we are looking for the donations from our wonderful callers who get to listen to all these wonderful experiences, voices, activism, and all the things brought to you. Volunteer, by the way. So please feel free to give us a call at 202-588-0893, or you can go on WPFWFM.org to donate as well. We are going to welcome in our wonderful, wonderful friend and guest of the show today. Hello, Allison. How are you?
Hello, ladies. It is so wonderful to be here with two of my favorite people on the planet.
Okay.
Yay. And you are representing today Rainbows in Revolt.
Yes.
Well, that's going to be fun, and that'll be tea, boo. So we will get into that. So first, let's just jump into why we are definitely looking for the donations. Pitch for the financials, darling. Due to a situation with Arad. Did you see? So Arad chewed on like the sound cables in that fact. So if people have been listening and, you know, it hasn't been so up to the quality sometimes of the sound, it is because of Arad, a master splinter of them all, has come in and done something to the sound system. And it is serious. Like this is like one of those things where it's like, you know, you don't think it's like going to happen and then it happens. And then what do you do? Uh-oh. You know, you need to pay for these things. So like we're in the hole quite a bit. You know, some people, you know, are looking at, $31,000, something like that. Like, whoa. So, you know, if we can jump on the sustaining membership train of even as low as $10 a month, you would be helping WPFW. So please, please, please donate at WPFWFM.org and click donate. Or again, you can call 202-588-9739. And, you know, we will be shouting out those who are donating while we're on the show, because we have a fun little doohickey that will tell us when somebody is giving us the price that's right. So
that's correct. As you said, Mimi, right? You know, if you are a sustaining donor, continue to donate to WPFWFM. As you all know, platforms like this one is very important, particularly in our current climate. So we definitely appreciate our sustaining members who continue to support the station and continue to support all of the shows within the station to continue engaging in this very important conversation. We also wanted to welcome our new donors, our future donors. So if this is your first time listening to our show, or this is your first time tuning into WPFWFM 89.3, please donate. There's so many different ways that you can donate to us. You can give us a call, as Mimi said, to 202-588-0893. You can do it online as well through WPFWFM.org. You know, we really appreciate you donating. Think of it as you're buying both of us, me and Morgan and Argus, Allison, a cup of coffee, right? So you're treating us for coffee. So think of it that way. And we really appreciate any dollar amount that you can donate to continue our show and to continue the important conversations that we've been having the past few years. So.
Yes, and get those cables fixed, darling. So without further ado, Allison, we love you. We know you. We wanted more of you. You know, definitely had stated that, you know, you were listening to WPFW and, you know, you fell into, I don't know, somebody across the show and we're like, oh, wow, like this is like something kind of cool, something fun. And then, you know what? I was like, well, You're someone cool and someone fun, so why wouldn't you be on the show? And now you're here, down a Mississippi road where we met a long time ago. Now you're here. And we're going to talk about rainbows and revolt and about you, darling. So please tell us about Allison for, you know, listeners who don't know, haven't heard you, seen you, felt your good self, you know?
Well, first of all, I mean, bucket list checked here, being on Inside Out Radio with the two of you. So one less thing to do before I die. As Mimi said, my name is Allison. Originally from Northeast Arkansas, the absolute American breadbasket of acceptance and tolerance and all of no.
Yes, I thought Homelander was born there or something, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait, are we talking about the same city or state?
Same Arkansas? Yeah, no. Fled from there as I became more in tune with what my journey was going to be after, very stereotypically, years and years of denial and creating a facade and living a life that was fulfilling to everyone around me, but not really all that fulfilling to me. So had to change that, came back to Northern Virginia for another stint. Here I am. I love it. I have met so many wonderful people, including the two of you. Have had the great honor the last couple of years to be a part of the leadership structure at Trans Pride DC, which has been just fantastic, and looking forward to continuing that. But as I looked out across the rainbow landscape, as it were, Rainbows in Revolt started because I couldn't find t-shirts I liked. Everybody had the same four catchphrases and the same color schemes, and my business partner Matt and I decided we could do it better. We also wanted to create a brand that was going to be there, because so many times you go back to a t-shirt vendor and it's not the same one, or they've changed their quality or things like that. So we wanted something consistent the community could continue to shop at, continue to get to know. And as we explored what that was going to look like, we started finding other needs within the community that we had enough of a background in that we could help. The one we have really chosen right now is we are working with emerging queer artists, primarily on the East Coast right now, musicians that just are not getting the recognition that their talent deserves. So we're working with, we have three in the family right now. We have several more that are in conversation. So trying to get them places to play and more followers on their social medias and all of those things. So it has been really exciting. The future is bright in that area, and there are some really great artists coming your way very soon.
Well, that's awesome, because, you know, definitely, I'm always down for promoting like someone new who has, you know, a niche for music, as, you know, I have been accused to like love, you know, so that's really cool. And, you know, the journey of artistry in general is, you know, amazing. And it's great that there are people like you, an organization that is, you know, promoting this, you know, off their own, you know, like it's not this huge, you know, agenda. It's like, hey, this is needed. Yeah. At least I want it. And, you know, then you saw how much more people needed it themselves. So that's amazing. And so now when it comes to t-shirts, like, because I want to kind of back up, right? Because we did a lot. We talked about you for like a second where you were like, oh, well, you know, this didn't work out, darling. You know, something about like the curtains weren't good. And then you just like moved. No, like, so what was it about your journey that was the need for a change of location for listeners who don't know?
I think for me, it was just that I was never going to find true happiness with myself, environment I was in. I was never going to be able to be fully out in Northeast Arkansas. There are certainly some very, very accepting people. There are some very friendly people that were very kind to me along the way. So I don't want to disparage the entire state. Just everyone that's elected there currently. So it just became ultimately, how am I going to be the best me that I can be? And that just wasn't going to happen there. And I knew this area had not only an already established, but still a very growing rainbow population that has been just really exciting. And so this was definitely a safe space, and has really allowed me the last couple of years to come into my own. And, you know, the journey, as both of you know, never really ends. You're constantly evolving and you're constantly finding new things about yourself and things you didn't originally think you wanted. Now you do. So going through all of that, it's a different excitement every week, it seems. But it has been great. And being in a city like DC that has so many established, not only trans folks, but queer folks in general that you can go to and you can talk to and you can have legitimate conversations and there's empathy and compassion and understanding, is really one of the reasons DC is just such a wonderful city.
Yeah, and, you know, completely. And we'll get into that tidbit as there is an update today. But, you know, because we'll get into that ball of wax. Unfortunately, wax is what I think of. But, you know, because it's always looking like it's melting, darling, on his face. But anyway, so that is wonderful. And, you know, love to hear it. And, you know, we're so happy to have you a part of, you know, the Trans Pride Washington, you know, we'll always say nonprofit, and you know, we're doing things out here, so it's really fun. And you did have a really fun pride situation that, you know, I don't even think, you know, I got to talk about it, but at a local Northern Virginia Hard Times where there was some fun laughs and everything that you set up personally at Hard Times, you know. So it was great to see a pride event at like a local dive bar, and where there's bull riding, and you know, there was more cowboys than cowgirls, but you know, it's cool, like that's fine, you know, because you know, they were fun too, I guess. I don't know, you're not sure, whatever, they seem to enjoy the bull riding, I guess, you know.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Or certain people, on the bull.
Yeah, speaking of, right, of events, I appreciate about Allison, you know, in addition to being part of the core planning team for Trans Pride Washington, D.C., is how she's really thinking of opportunities outside of like where we usually have a lot of access, like Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for us locals here in Northern Virginia or in Virginia, we know that there are certain pockets in our state that, you know, you still feel like you cannot be your authentic self, right? You know, Northern Virginia, it's not like that because it's so close to DC. So in a way, we're all kind of living in that little bubble of being part of DC. So for, you know, you, Allison, to just think of like, how about trying something, you know, trying an opportunity or an event that creates space for local Northern Virginia folks that are not your typical Arlington or Watson or DC area.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think having access to, you know, the establishments that you work at in Springfield, for that matter, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've been in the Springfield area for all of my life, you know, coming from the Philippines, and I've never imagined that, you know, a local restaurant bar in Northern Virginia will have like a pride celebration.
That's because you didn't go to the Latino bars when they closed down at night, girl. That's why.
I mean, why not?
You didn't go there. You didn't go there. The restaurants at night, they closed down, girl. Believe me, they could have been a gay bar. Okay. I went in there with Hills, it was
I'm
over.
Trying to say that, you know, it gives us an opportunity that people don't have to go to DC.
True.
Like, you know, to celebrate who they are. You know, you could get their like local you know, bar restaurants that they go to on a regular basis. And I think that just says a lot about like representation and being out and about. So I think that's a really cool thing that, you know, you were doing, connecting that to like the work that you're doing with Trans Pride Washington, DC, and then extending that to like where you live and where you work.
Yeah.
And I think a huge shout out to the Kelly family, who's owned the Hard Times for 45 years now. So for them to be accepting of that, because I, you know, let's be honest, there is a certain population that wears a certain style of hats that spends a lot of time there.
You know, I mean,
so, you know, it was the Kelly family to say, yeah, we're going to do this. Mm-hmm. Kind of event, but they didn't hesitate. So huge shout out.
But I mean, I think that, you know, it's funny because growing up in Northern Virginia and, you know, things like that, like, you know, I have been to so many places that, you know, like, I think that there's like ignorant people anywhere you go, right? And I think that what's fun about going to the Hard Times location was like, it reminded me like years ago when I used to go out for like karaoke with the friends and, you know, things like that. Like you were talking about, like your journey, right? Like it's always never ending. You know, you start somewhere and whatever, but you know, sometimes you get to a place of where you're around a lot of your community so much, and you know, there is other parts of your life as well that don't always surround, you know, a pride event or, you know, something like that. Just going to the store, like let's pretend we're like not Sharon Osbourne, like we grow grocery shopping, like you know what I mean, like it's like it happens. So it's really cool that you having, what would I say, it's like you're immune to a lot of what some people may be sensitive to because of growing in certain environments. And, you know, and I feel the same way. You know, I have a lot of these water areas around here. You know, I used to hang around with like people like Tim's River Shore and, you know, whatever. And believe me, that had nothing to do with LGBTQ at that point. It was literally of color, you know? So it's like boom, boom, boom kind of thing. But when you're so immersed in it, I think it's like you know how to like navigate it differently. You can feel when it's about to come on versus being blindsided. But for others who aren't so used to or, you know, nervous, it's wonderful for someone with your ability to create that space. So definitely, I just don't want to seem like, oh my God, you go out outside DC and it's about to be something wow, you know, like
I
well.
think it's important to mention too that, you know, it also allows me to have those personal one-on-one conversations. And when I talk about the activism, which is the other branch of Rainbows in Revolt, the one thing I talk about with trans folks is go out and meet somebody. Just go out and sit with somebody you know you're not going to agree with and have a conversation about one of the few things you do, whether it's a sports team you both like or you're both gamers, or you both like the same kind of music. Strike up a conversation, because I've had so many of these people that when Hard Times hired me, there was a lot, obviously a lot of talk about a trans bar manager. What are we doing? You know, where are we going here? And several weeks later, many of them came to me and said, "You know what? You're not at all what I thought trans people were." You know, because they have the caricature that's created in the vacuum that we live in today. So, you know, strike up those personal relationships, find the commonalities. You know, do we talk politics? We absolutely do not. But we can talk about a lot of other things. We can talk about good bourbon and good beer and how disappointing the commanders usually make us feel. But you know, we can talk about those things, and we can be human beings together without getting into all of the mess that none of us understand about each other. So.
I love that, and I want to take a short little segue to jump back into, you know, our fund telling about please, please, please support WPFW A9.3 FM. And please, 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 Bianca, would you like to go over how people can become sustaining members and where they can go and the number they can call?
Absolutely. Yes, it is so important for our radio station, for our show, for all of our shows to have our listener supports, whether you are an existing donor or a new member. There are so many ways that you can continue to support us. And one of them is by donating through our website, WPFWFM89.3.org. You can definitely have an option of becoming a one-time donor or a sustaining donor. Any dollar amount would be appreciated to continue the work that we're doing. You can also give us a call at the the telephone number that we have provided in the beginning. And I will tell you something very important. I joined WPFW many years ago. Mimi has been a guest of mine, and now she is part of the collective. I left for a little bit, and Mimi was on, and she invited me to join to be the guest, and then here we are together again. So, you know, this really is becoming a family, right? The collective hosts that we have become families for us in the radio station community, and it's just so important, you know, to really continue that that space for all of us. So again, we appreciate all of the donations that you have, whether by calling in the telephone number 202-588-0893 or going online at wpfwfm.org. So hope that we get your support by donating.
And we will be back with Allison, our special guest on WPFW with Rainbows in Revolt, after this song. Shining.
Hey, Mariah, how you do? Walk to the car, and there you are. Can't explain the rush that I feel. Open up the door, you pull me towards you, then you put your lips on me. I really, really like when I put it all together for you. I'm gonna take my time, my nails had new perfume. Hate it when you have to leave, but I don't say a thing, cause I will absolutely get the ring. No hurry, no worries. Oh, baby, 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 I'm gonna use my expertise. I'ma keep it nice, I'ma keep it neat, I'ma keep it sugar, I'ma keep it sweet. I'ma keep it nice, nice. Drip that kind of way. My baby come in handy when I wanna get away. So tell me, what do you want tonight? Cause I wanna take a ride. Let me blow your mind, ride it from the passenger side. It's like that, y'all. I got the sweet and the spice and the everything nice. It's like that, y'all. I got the hand and the lime with the cream on the side.
Anyway. I'ma keep it neat, I'ma keep it sugar, I'ma keep it sweet.
I'ma keep it nice, nice, neat, neat, sugar, sugar, sweet, sweet. I'ma keep it nice, nice, neat, neat, sugar, sugar, sweet, sweet.
I hope that you don't mind, I'm gonna take my time.
And I'ma keep it nice, nice, neat, neat, sugar, sugar, sweet, sweet.
We keep it nice, I'ma keep it sweet, I'ma full of sugar. Get a rush from me. I got what you like, what you wanna beat. Let me give you a knuckle, chatting like a parakeet. Oh, this aroma sweeter than the your love. Keep my body tight, treat you right, cause you deserve me. Be love, be nice and sweet, all of the above. I'm a guarantee to love you proper. So sweet, like a gizada. Me, I gotta lock it down, praise the zone, keep the bumper on. Though I'm getting older, I'm with you, boy, you gon' keep me young.
I'm keeping nice.
Five people, the entire Al Jazeera team in Gaza City, and an independent journalist were deliberately murdered by the Israeli government yesterday. As a media outlet, WPFW stands in solidarity with these courageous journalists. the 230 that have been murdered already by the IOF, and those still in Palestine, risking their lives to show the world what is happening to their people. A vigil is being held this evening, 7 until 8:30 p.m., honoring these martyrs at the Palestinian Media Accountability Encampment, 400 North Capitol Street, Northwest. WPFW, Building a Better World, one broadcast at a time.
Yes, Building a Better World. You are back with Inside Out on WPFW 89.3 FM. And we are back with our special guest, Allison from Rainbows and Revolt, and my wonderful co-host, Bianca. And again, we are in our pledge drive to rally up some dollars for some things that have gone on that we need to upgrade, replace, and get moving on. So please feel free to give us a call at 202-588-9739 to donate, or please go online to WPFWFM.org and click donate. And we will see what we're working with. Our goal today is $500. So anything you give is amazing. And remember, you can be a sustaining member as low as $10 a month. So we are back with Allison, and we were talking about, you know, moving, transitioning, jumping into spaces that maybe not, you know, so like-minded, but you know, sometimes you can strike up a conversation with a person on the opposite, you know, side of things and see what your similarities are. And, you know, when it comes down to that, there was something that you said about, you know, having conversations and, you know, talking about things that you relate on versus politics. And so that brings up one of my questions. You know, Laverne Cox, you know, who a lot of people know and love in our community. She's amazing. She's stellar. You know, I'm a huge advocate and supporter of Laverne Cox. Okay. You know, listening to the show, I always compare her to, like, you know, the other side of it, which is like a Caitlyn Jenner situation, which is like not amazing. Yay, no. So great representation, you know, and it shows, you know, in our community that there are different experiences, you know, whether it be, you know, the way you look or, you know, racial or anything like that. And so Laverne Cox was brought up in reference to her promoting a like a podcast she's going to be doing and, you know, talking on. And she kind of fawned over the fact that, you know, she had an ex recently that was a MAGA supporting New York City cop who had blonde hair and blue eyes, the way she said it. And to quote the way she said it. And it kind of looked like she like fawned over it. And a lot of people within the community, the trans community, I should say, and, you know, I guess across that were of color were a little taken aback as, you know, they felt that there needed to be a little bit of an accountability for being with somebody who really is oppressing, you know, the community right now in all the realms of what you want to pick apart from her, I guess, you know, Black, trans, and woman. So with that being said, you know, how do you feel when it comes to having conversations with people and not being able to talk about politics, knowing that that is such a high understanding of how maybe one feels about your well-being?
I think we have made politics in this nation a four-dimensional topic that is much more a defining point of someone's character than who they are. I have talked to many people who I know are accepting of the community, but they are fiscal conservatives. And for them, they're, you know, socially liberal and they don't have any major problems with Medicaid and Medicare, but they want lower taxes. And they feel like that's the central job of the federal government. And that's a very reasonable expectation. It's not the reality we live in today. But being able to, again, have those conversations, figure making sure we take the time to figure out where they stand. We don't assume everybody that voted for a Republican is anti-LGBT, because we're seeing a lot of people come forward in places we didn't expect. I don't think we praise them quite enough. The mayor of Salt Lake City is a great example. When the state legislator went to ban the pride flag, they made the pride flag an official flag of the city so that they could still display it. I think we hear all the negative, but I think it's so important to still allow that room for conversation. Now, if someone proves themselves to be completely ignorant on the acceptance part of it, then yes, that is, at that point, that becomes their character. But we need to stop painting people with one brush because of what may have been multiple reasons why they decided on a candidate that had nothing to do with the LGBT community, because that's not part of their everyday life. That's not part of their everyday thought process. They don't have to think about the fear instilled in trans women every time they have to get dressed in the morning and figure out what they're going to do today. Am I going someplace that's going to be unsafe and I need to dial it back, you know, a notch or anything like that? So we need to give grace even when there's not a lot of grace being given. I think it's important for us to still have those conversations and try to give those insights of, let me tell you what it's like to be me. I know you don't understand it and you can't, but let me walk you through my day.
Well, it's like, you know, and so there are certain points that, yes, I can hear where you're going with this. I think grace is given to those who create a wealth of knowledge for themselves. I feel like I have given grace by, you know, starting a business, by creating monetary value for a lot of people who necessarily don't know my lifestyle, don't know how I identify, don't know those things, and I still have a great work ethic and am able to perform under the pressures of things that people maybe who I'm making money for don't really care about the way my life goes, right? If they did know. So there's a sense of even people who I've dated, right? You know, there's an understanding of give the grace was to allow someone to come into my orbit, to see how things are, how people live. And a lot of times the things that I thought I would be seeking within those relationships, I already had, and they were seeking in general. And what's their excuse? They're not a trans person, or, you know, have any kind of racial issues, or, you know, things like that, you know, from who I, you know, had accepted to be in my life, right? So I do understand about giving people the opportunity to explain, you know, or to adjust into things. But I do feel that when we had the understanding of Project 2025 and we knew what this would cost people of color, we knew what it would do to our senior citizens, we knew what it would do to the migration, the immigration, the stamp of approval that people who are not male and white would not really succeed in the way that they could anymore. I think that stops the presses for like whatever your taxes are, because the people who work for a lot of these people who are worried about the taxes to which you say they voted for, right, have to go to work. Mm-hmm. Have to survive, have to feel free in their mindset and who they are in order to create that monetary value of the ones who voted against them, but yet still think that they should be here. So just like we saw the farm workers depleting, we've seen, you know, people in different areas depleting, mental health. I mean, a lot of people don't even assess the mental health of people who are immigrants, right? So, I mean, come on, you know, are they even getting the mental health? You know, people paying into a society of taxes but not receiving any of the benefits is not somebody stealing, right? In fact, the person who says these people are stealing is stealing. So I do push back as a person who, one, has been a victim of misogynistic behavior, because the more you become branded into the trans version of Barbie, the more you deal with the aggressions of men in a different way. Because the male gaze is one thing, but the male power and control and feeling that they have something over you is a whole nother thing. And that, as a person who works in business, is something that I hold heavy, you know, because if it's not one thing, it's another. And so I do agree, as I, you know, talk to people and do business with people that I will probably never see again. But in that moment of doing business, like how you do, you see patrons, you see people who you get to know, you see them over and over in a way. And that's business. That is the business you're in. It's a service industry. We're all in the service industry in a certain way. You can call it medical, restaurant relations, social, whatever. But the way and who you are and how we got to know each other, there is no version to which I say, I'm cool with you because I'm technically tolerating you. And toleration is the key way to extinction in the end.
Yes.
Because it's not a part of being the norm. It's a part of until I'm done with it.
Right. Yeah. And I think there's a difference. And I was speaking a little more towards the service industry transactional conversation. Mm-hmm. There's definitely a difference in who gets to stay in your orbit. And those are much more non-negotiable. And for
non-negotiable.
Me,
I love it.
You have a very short window of time to prove that you're okay before you're transactional. I'm going to serve you a beer and that's probably all the relationship we're going to have.
Right.
So, you know, yeah, there's definitely a stellar difference. But, you know, I think the only thing I would add is going back to those individual one-on-one conversations where you can really get to know each other. And you may still not agree. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, that's life. Does it make them right? No. But, you know, not everybody.
Yeah, keep that on them.
You know, not everybody is going to believe I'm cute and adorable, and that's fine. They're wrong. But, you know.
You're right. Like, you should have that feeling. But I guess my point is like, when it comes to, you know, being of color, right, in the trans community, there is a different layer. There's a big layer, right? And that's something that when it comes to people who are not of color in our community that have advances or the understanding or the, well, you know, I can do this because I've kind of navigated my life this way, which is why I say there's always a difference between a Caitlyn Jenner and a Laverne Cox, mm-hmm. where when people were asking for Laverne Cox to have accountability over dating a man, and what that meant for her and all these other people, and forgetting that this is a person who actually at 53 years old said, I just wanted to feel love and acceptance. And then it got to break down into the percentages of people and maybe what their races are that kill trans women of color, right? So there's all of these things that come into being, like who you are and what you can get. And even a person on that big of a platform struggles heavier, because what people think is like the more money you get, the more access you get. But what they forget is the more visible you are as a trans person in the outside of the community, the more scared somebody who may be not so accepting of themselves being with you is going to be with you. You know, laying with somebody is different than being a companion to somebody and partnered with somebody. And I think that a lot of times changes the dynamic of what you will deal with. And so to your point, which kind of I think blends with this, is like, because of your industry, right, you will have tolerance, you will have understanding to a point, right, but you have to kind of put that on in order to get along, to get along and get by. Right. And I think that can also trick things, right? Because it can seem like somebody's really accepting you until you find out they're the ones who complain on you for no reason.
Oh, 100%.
Right.
You are 100% right. Yes.
Right. And they're always the ones. They're always the ones. Yeah. It's just, you know, and it's just funny to me. That's why I think that, you know, us as a community of like the different communities and things like that, we all do need to talk and have conversations and accept, because there's a lot more that we have in common as people like-minded in the same way. Forget the people on the other side, like mm-hmm. just for a minute. I'm talking about just the people who have something to lose in this administration. Yeah. The National Guard coming to DC, who they gonna be locking up?
Mm-hmm.
Who they gonna be looking at?
Yep.
Okay, remember who was beat up? That big balls boy that was from Doge, that young boy. Or at least it looked old in the face, but young in the age, I guess. But, you know, he was beat up, they said, by, you know, two people of color that were hijacking some woman's car, allegedly, don't know. But, you know, now all of this is happening, and we know it's a distraction from, you know, that island, honey, that island. You know, that island is not going away. And it shouldn't.
Nope.
And it shouldn't, you know, it shouldn't. Have you been following the story, Bianca? Epstein Island?
I have, yeah. I mean, I've been following the story, and we're in interesting is not even the word that, you know, would really summarizes everything that's been happening to us, but it's definitely one thing that, you know, you just have to like keep following, because it, at some point it does affect every one of us, particularly people of like the marginalized communities, because it's just mm-hmm. one of those things where, you know, this is exactly, you know, what we've been talking about, you know, giving him access to a lot of the things that, you know, his power is just going to double up, and he's just going to take advantage of that. And now we're in that reality of all of the things that, you know, he had shared even in his first administration and what he wanted to, you know, to do to our country and to the people. So it's very scary. It's a lot going on, you know, not just in DC, but in other parts of the country as well. And it's multi-layered, right? You know, there's access, you know, to your point earlier, Morgan, around like Medicare, you know, gender affirming care access to our youth, you know, parents who have been supporting their child in going through their transition journey. There's just so many things that are happening. And I think it's really just adding into the amount of stress that, you know, many of us, particularly in our community, are already going through on a day-to-day basis, mm-hmm. multiple times during the day, right? So to add something that, you know, legitimizes not having access to things that are not only critical to their transition journey, but important to live authentically, it's just very heartbreaking. And if that is happening now to our youth, you know, you can only imagine that that could be something that can be taken away for any of us mm-hmm. Completely, right? Because he just thinks that the possibilities are there. If I can do this to this, you know, certain population, I can do it to the larger population that will have like the most impact. And that is going to affect so many of us in our community.
Yeah. I mean, I think the fact is like it already does, because we look at income inequality and we look at like the job placements. And when you start to take out terminology and you start to narrate like who can be what in society, you are actually, you know, you're dehumanizing people to the mm-hmm. point of, you know, increasing violence and, you know, no social community outside of like what is being created. I mean, we can only put on so many events a year, let's be honest. And a lot of times the events that, you know, beyond ours are, you know, very expensive. Let's be real, within the community, there's a lot of expensive events for people to come. And I mean, there is a big target for, you know, like, you know, gay men to, you know, be entering these places and spending their money and doing everything like that. Well, Will and Grace came out in the 90s, honey. They've had a long time to start being, you know, a part of the decor of the home. Okay. When it comes to other people, it's always something wild. You know, I mean, they're, you know, looking at, because of this Paramount merger and things like that, the Soul Train Awards are going off indefinitely. You know who's behind that, you know, just like Stephen Colbert being gone. It is here. Yeah. So I think that this is the problem, is like when we have conversations about, hey, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, it was a person who really liked me, blah, 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 and said, oh, well, you know, I had voted for, you know, Trump. And I say, how dare us even have the conversation now? Because what you're looking at is you're trying to tokenize me, and I'm okay in your orbit, but everybody else around me can burn, nor would you actually respect all of the things that I do, my community, the radio show I'm on, you know, the people that I deal with, all of the things that have absolutely made my life something wonderful is looked down so many notches. Yeah. And after dealing with that, and just in general, it's like not on the bat.
Yeah.
You just can't do it off the bat.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's part of what I appreciate about the conversation that we're having, because, you know, all three of us are from different aspects of like our professional life, right? And even, you know, wherever we are professionally, there's layers that have a lot of like similarity of experiences that is happening to any of us, you know, whether you're in the restaurant business, you know, food and beverages business, or you're in on you know, the medical side of the business, or you're a business owner, right? You know, a lot of those things are being impacted by the people, right? You know, in so many different layers. And I think it's important for our listeners to, you know, help them kind of really dismantle assumptions that, you know, people have of our community, right? So that's why spaces like this is very important, so that we can continue to engage in this conversation. And that's why, right, for our listeners, it's important to support, you know, the work that we're doing in the collective here at Inside Out and at the radio station. So if you are a sustaining donor and wanted to be continue donating and supporting the organization, please continue to donate at WPFWFM.org. You can do it through PayPal as well by searching WPFW, and you can do like a one-time donation and you can be a sustaining member. And we really appreciate all of the support that we've been getting from so many long-term members that we have and new members that will be coming in and will continue to support us. So,
you know, yeah. I would say with Rainbows in Revolt, we have worked diligently. We are creating a database of safe spaces around DC. We're working some in Nashville as well to create a catalog people can use to go, yes, this place is safe. The bathrooms are safe. The conversations are safe. And radio stations are no different. Public radio is absolutely under attack. Public television as well. And we all have to band together to keep the airwaves open. To whether it's equal thought, divergent thought, whatever it is, when we start pigeonholing media like we're seeing with the Paramount merger, that's the beginning of the end of a republic. And I think it's so important that that we support things like the pledge drive here at WPFW. So we're going to go ahead, we'll put our money where our mouth is about creating safe spaces to make sure Inside Out continues to be able to air on this station. Rainbows in Revolt's going to put up $100 tonight. So we'll do that. We'll get that check out this week. And, you know, we just encourage everybody who listens to the show to walk the walk. You know, if this is a safe space for you and you have the means to do it, allow it to be a safe space for someone else. You know, take the $10 you were going to spend at Potbelly tomorrow at lunch. And I don't know if you can spend $10 at Potbelly. take the $25 you were going to spend at Potbelly tomorrow. And get on the website and make that pledge, because we're losing these stations. We're losing these accessible places we can go and have conversations you're not going to have on mainstream media. And so, I'm so appreciative of the work WPFW is doing and what the Inside Out Collective is doing. I'm honored to be here and just proud to be a part of this. So we're definitely going to help any way we can as well.
Well, thank you, darling. Thank you. The next show, I'll put you on the pitch for us. I'll take a little margarita break. Love that, darling. Wow. You know,
what a way to
get your margarita hard times. Yes. I'm good with it.
I love it. And I mean, it's true. You know, we all have our toe, feet, whole body in the advertising of, you know, what it should be like out here for people and, you know, enjoyment, you know, everyday life, you know. I love it when people think that I make money off of influencing, because I'm like, I'm not even an influencer. You know, I mean, it's nice to be like complimented that way, but I'm like, no, dear, it's like very day-to-day stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, you just make it look like it. I did buy, excuse me, it's in my cart, but I'm buying a portable wind fan. So you guys need to be ready for like when we're taking pictures, like I will have the portable wind fan for all of my pictures. Yeah, it's gonna be winding. So now it's happening. Like I saw Marin in London, and I was like, and they were like, oh, the portal, and I was like, oh, so I looked it up. I got it. It's gonna be a thing. So if you're not in the picture, be ready to hold the fan for me. It's actually a wind machine, just so people know. So I don't care. Like, it's just going to be a thing. So if anybody's listening, you're not in my picture, but you're around the pictures and you're taking the picture, be ready to use the other hand for the wind machine. It will be lightweight, not a problem, good side always. So just so
you say that, you bring up influencers, and not to take a fun moment and make it serious, but you know, influencers has become such a catchphrase for anything.
Yeah.
So many of them talk about so many irrelevant things.
We've spent
this week in Sydney Sweeney's Blue Jean ad, facts that have come out about her. You know, I don't necessarily care if I ever become an influencer. What I care about is, did I do my part to have influence for the community?
There you go.
And I think that's something that I have seen over the last 2 years that Trans Pride DC has been able to do. Just in the growth year over year, it's something I strive for with Rainbows in Revolt. You know, we want to have an influence and say, just because you're a lesbian artist doesn't mean you are any less important than anybody else in Nashville, New York, Los Angeles, whatever the case may be. You have that talent and you have that message and you have a story to tell.
And why don't you plug where people can follow you at Rainbows in Revolt?
Absolutely. Our biggest footprint right now is with TikTok, and it is Rainbows in Revolt. Rainbowsinrevolt.com is our website. I do a weekly blog post there. We did a big one this past week on activism and everybody's role in that. So I would encourage people to go and read that. Also, our merchandise store is there. And if you see something you like and a new style you like, go ahead and pick that up. If you don't see what you like, send us an email and we will do our best to create it, whether it's a coffee mug or a calendar or whatever it might be that your heart desires. We will find a way to make it and get it to you. So, and to anyone listening that has an organization that may need T-shirts, we are not in this to become millionaires. That is not at all our goal. So if we can help you get T-shirts and we can save your organization a little bit of money from some of the bigger guys, reach out to us. We're happy to do it at what we can, and without breaking your bank by any means. So, check us out. We'd love to have you. We'd love to have you read the blog, get involved in some of the activism in the area or in your area, wherever that may be. And we'd love to have you part of our family as well.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Allison, for being here. And, you know, we'll see you soon because there's other things to be planning. Believe me, Bianca, will be calling my phone soon. So, all right, Bianca. Well, anything you want to say quickly, Bianca, before we get off?
Well, I just want to say we really appreciate all of our supporters, our sustaining members, and our future members to continue to support us because it is so important, as you all can tell by the conversation that we're having, to have that space and the platform to do that. So thank you so much for donating, and I hope that you all enjoy the conversation that we have, and we'll see you on the next show.
All right. Well, this has been Inside Out. Next Monday, 6 p.m., a new collective will be speaking to you. We love you and we enjoy you. Bye-bye.
Everyone.
To show my appreciation for your support. Thank you, DJs.
Five people, the entire Al Jazeera team in Gaza City, and an independent journalist were deliberately murdered by the Israeli government yesterday. As a media outlet, WPFW stands in solidarity with these courageous journalists, the 230 that have been murdered already by the IOF, and those still in Palestine, risking their lives to show the world what is happening to their people. A vigil is being held this evening, 7 until 8:30 p.m., honoring these martyrs at the Palestinian Media Accountability Encampment, 400 North Capitol Street, Northwest. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Quran Dance Company celebrates its 42nd annual National African Dance and Drum Conference, Coming Together as One, on Labor Day weekend from Friday, August 29th to Sunday, August 31st. The conference workshops will take place at the Washington Marriott Capitol Hill and will be taught by 20-plus master dancers and drummers from Senegal, Mali, Guinea, Liberia, and the Republic of Congo. This year's concert performance will take place on Saturday, August 31st at 8 p.m. at Howard University's Crampton Auditorium and will feature guest artists from across the U.S. and Khan Karan's company and community class family. Details can be found at www.khankoran.org, that's KANKOURAN.ORG, or by calling 202-518-1213. WPFW, where we are changing the world one broadcast and one community event at a time.
The Birchmere presents Jazz, Funk, and Soul, featuring Jeff Lorber, Everett Harp, and Paul Jackson Jr., August 13th, Mesa, August 17th, Eric Robinson, August 23rd and 24th, and Shalimar, August 28th. Details at birchmere.com.
DC Jazz Fest happens August 27th to the 31st with Branford Marsalis, Layla Hathaway, Ron Carter, the String Queens, and more, including